It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Time for today's edition of Morgan Matters. In Studio B, I'm Alec Creighton, and Nicole Sorrentino from the Fort Morgan Library and Museum joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate your coming in. And we've got lots of stuff going on. As always, looks like your wardrobe today is foreshadowing some of the things coming up.
I am, to be fair, spooky season is my season because I read horror novels all year round. So for those of you who are blessed with hearing me through the radio and not seeing me in person this morning, I am wearing one of my favorite t-shirts, and it's The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson.
Okay. All right. So it's not just October for you.
It isn't. It's horror season year-round for me, but it's particularly appropriate right now.
Right, right. But if we want to avail ourselves of that genre in the next few weeks, we've got that available.
I am your girl. Come in, ask me about what horror books you want to read. I will ask you 200 questions and bore you to death.
Okay.
Until we figure out what you want to read.
All right. Well, I can tell you, I won't be one of the people there asking you those questions.
That does not hurt my feelings.
Just not for me.
it's not for a lot of people, and you can.
Right.
Sometimes when you look at the new book wall, you can go, "Ooh, Nicole picked those out."
Right. Oh. Right. Well, and you know, I actually haven't tried a book, and I've only probably tried a few minutes of a movie, which I know is definitely not for me. But maybe a book. I don't know.
I actually prefer reading horror over watching it. And I think because movies have become so realistic.
Right.
At least visually, and at least with books, it's all in my head.
Right.
And then I can just clear that cache out and move on to the
gotcha.
Next thing.
Okay.
Or if it's a little too much, I can pick up a juvenile fiction book afterwards and read about some kids solving crimes or a sentient typewriter.
Gotcha. So my level of horror movie is like the Progressive commercial, if you've seen that, where the people are doing the stupid things. There's the chainsaws hanging in the garage.
Yes. I mean, campy horror.
Yes.
Campy horror.
But we digress, which we tend to do when you're here, Nicole.
It's a gift. But it actually segues well because we have Halloween programs at the end of October. October is actually a very packed month for us. We were talking about it yesterday. All of us were going, wow, we have a lot going on this month. And that's not particularly usual for us. Like, this tends to be our slow, quiet time.
Right.
But October is just jam-packed full of adventure.
Okay. Well, let's launch into kind of what all's going on.
All right. So I'm just going to go in order on my list here. It might not be in chronological order, but it's in order of some sort.
It's in an order.
So we're going to start with our Fall into Winter author series. That's going to be October 8th at 5:30 with local author Jack Mauch. We have not gotten confirmation on how to pronounce his last name, so I apologize if I butchered that.
Okay.
But he wrote a book about horses and relating animals to people. It's been fairly popular. I know that it is currently checked out. Both Angie and Lisa have read portions of it and really enjoyed it, but had to give it up because patrons wanted it.
Ah, okay.
It's the curse of our job.
So the author will be here in person.
He will.
Okay.
We do usually four of these in the fall and winter months. Last month was Carter Wilson. He's a local thriller author. He was a delight, as always, to have come talk with us. We had a great turnout for that, so we're hoping that a complete change of subject might get us even more people, because who doesn't love talking to somebody who loves animals?
Well, absolutely. I'm intrigued by this because, you know, the animal and human connection, it's an amazing thing.
It is. And I worked with horses for a long time, and that surprises people because I don't look like a horse person. But I miss them because they are such intuitive animals and they're so giving. And just if you have a bad day, they know, and they will hug you and kiss you and make your life harder than it has to be. But it's not their fault. They're really just trying to help.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's just amazing in that regard. And dogs and to some extent, cats. I guess I'll give it to cat people. I'm a dog person.
I'm both, but we've been lucky to have cats who are people cats.
Right.
And very, very affectionate, like need to be held on your lap cats. But those are not the normal, I don't think.
All right, so the date of that is?
Wednesday, October 8th at 5:30, and that'll be in the main library.
Okay.
Just come grab a seat and have a fun conversation.
Okay, very good.
Let's see, next up we have our brown bag, which is actually the day before. It's Tuesday, October 7th at noon. We have a Chautauqua speaker or performer this time around doing the Living History program as Marie Curie.
Ah, okay.
And she is, we have a, I don't know if it's an intentional theme of influential women, but it will be fun to learn about Marie Curie's life and what she gave us and some of the medical and scientific advances we got from her.
Right. Okay. So that's an actor portrayal, which is always a really interesting way to learn those stories.
It is. And from what Kathleen is learning, this particular performer comes with a lot of props and is very, very into is not the way I want to put that. She embraces her characters wholeheartedly and she plays the part very, very
okay.
well.
Okay, those are fun. All right, so that's on the 7th.
See, and we have our second installment of our Indiana Jones lecture series. It will be Saturday, October the 11th at 2 p.m. And then the third and final installment will be Saturday, November the 8th. If you have any questions, give us a call. Kathleen can answer most of those. I might be able to answer one or two. I don't know much about the speaker coming in October, but the speaker coming in November has been before. She is the specialist in the, now I can't remember what they're called, but it's the musical stones that we have.
Oh, okay.
And she is a delight to talk to. She is so passionate about archaeology and her work. So I can only imagine our speaker in October will be just as passionate.
And all of these things that we're talking about, of course, are free of charge at our library. And I think the ones we've talked about so far, we don't need an advance reservation, right?
We do not. And actually, most of the programs going on this month outside of our normal programs don't, which is wonderful. On Saturday, October 4th, we have two things going on October 4th. So there is a Victorian grave symbology program out at Riverside Cemetery starting at 10 a.m., get your walking shoes on, bring a coat if necessary. I know the weather was not advantageous last year, but come rain or shine,
right?
Meet out at the cemetery. You'll walk with a specialist and learn about some of the symbols on the graves, what they mean. Probably share a few spooky stories, but nothing too terribly scary. More educational than scary.
Yeah, and some sort of cemetery tour in October has been a long tradition with the library, and this is a kind of a particular aspect of that.
It is. It's South Platte Historical Society President Jackie Smith, and she's going to explain what the different symbols and pictures on some of the graves meant.
Okay. And I'm not sure I've even looked at the gravestones with that in mind before.
I know I'm a sucker for a good vintage graveyard.
Right.
And I do know some of the more recent like symbols and things, what they mean. But if I didn't have to work, I would be right there.
Right.
Learning right along with, but somebody has to run the library.
The show must go on, right? So the date again on that is
October 4th at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then,
so that's coming right up. Saturday in October. Okay.
Which I am not prepared for that to be that quick. It actually woke me up in the middle of the night.
That October starts next week. Yes.
And then also on the 4th at the library at 11, Lisa and I are holding our fall plant program. This is our first fall program, mostly selfish because I need to dig up some irises and make them someone else's problem.
Ah, okay. Well, that'd be a win-win is
I
how we describe
so.
That.
I really hope so. Because the best time to dig up irises, tulips, crocuses, other bulbs, tubers, if you've got garlic, if you've got horseradish, turmeric, anything like that. The rule is always dig them up in months that end in burr.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that rule of thumb.
It is, I don't remember who I learned that from. Probably, I would probably say Matt Mateka on Channel 9 when I was a very young child.
Okay, right.
If you've been in Colorado long enough, you know who I'm talking about. But months that end in burr, so it's a great time to dig up any bulbs that you have. If you want to share, divide. If you just want to talk about what fall planting looks like, there's plenty of seeds and things that you can either grow into November and early December because we have such a mild climate, or seeds that are best to sow now for a better spring. So we will happily talk about all of that, bring in seeds to exchange in our seed catalog. We haven't gotten a lot of donations this year, actually, for our seed program.
Of seeds, okay.
But we also haven't talked about it a lot. I think we've just been so busy with other stuff. So hopefully next year we can prioritize our seed library just a little bit more.
Is this kind of a seed exchange of sorts?
It is. It's an ongoing program. We've got two old card catalogs at our help desk that... One of them currently is about half full of seeds. Aspirationally, I would love both of them to be full of seeds. Selfishly, aspirationally. But if you've got seeds that you've saved, label them, bring them in. We can show you how to log them in, where to file them. If you want to check out what seeds we have, trade yours for someone else's. You are more than welcome. If you have additional questions about that program at all, you are welcome to call me or Lisa. I think both of us know enough about what we're doing to answer questions.
All right. Yeah, that sounds a very interesting resource to have.
It is, and it's one that a lot of libraries have, and I am hoping that someday we can have as big a seed library as some of the other small libraries around.
Right. Yeah. Until you started talking about this whenever it came up, it's something I hadn't heard of.
And it's been an increasingly popular program over the last probably 10 to 15 years. Just to keep native seeds, to keep heirloom seeds, to make gardening more accessible and more affordable for the local community. And what's more fun than trading like some cool tomato seeds with somebody that you know?
Right.
Or maybe I really am just a nerd.
Well, you are that, but not just.
I'm not gonna hide that.
But yeah, we can add variety or try something new
And you're not out any money. That's the glory of it too. I mean, like everything else at the library, you're not out any money.
Right.
I mean, you check out a book and it's not great, bring it back. You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings.
Okay.
And you haven't spent $40 on a book because unfortunately that's about how much hardcover is.
Yeah. All right. Excellent points. What other things do we need to mention this morning?
Let's see. As far as special programs go, we've got two Halloween programs. We've got our adult craft. It doesn't have a cute name. Sorry, my brain didn't give us one. Halloween crafting program for adults.
Okay.
So we're just telling it like it is. That's going to be October 15th from 5 to 6:30. You're going to join me and Lisa. I'm not 100% sure what the craft is going to be. We have it down to two.
Okay.
So if you want to know, give me a call. If you want to be surprised, come on in.
Okay.
They'll be fun. We'll be playing some old Halloween movies in the background.
Okay.
We might have some Halloween trivia. Come dressed up if you want, or wear your goofiest Halloween sweater.
Okay.
I have a few that I will have to pick one. So
you have to decide which one goes. So that's on the 15th, which is in just enough time to add to our Halloween decor.
Exactly. We wanted to do it a little early, so what you made, you could put out and display.
Right.
If you are a normal person and put your Halloween decorations away, I do not.
Okay.
That should not come as a surprise to anyone. And then also we have a children's Halloween program on October 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. And it starts with a fun, spooky story down in the children's library at 4. And then there'll be crafts and activities downstairs, and there'll also be museum fun and activities upstairs.
Ah, okay.
Kathleen is going to show how to use a magic lantern and how to make one out of a box.
Ah, okay.
So she has been playing with those for a good couple of months now and having way too much fun.
Now, is this one we need to sign up for in advance?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
This is drop in.
Okay.
If you want to hear the story, come at 4. If not, drop in any time between 4 and 5:45.
Okay.
We're going to try to get everything wrapped up by 6 so we can get home at a reasonable hour.
Okay. Well, you know, as I say, there's always lots going on. You said it's slow, but that's not slow. Yeah.
This is an abnormally busy October for us.
Right.
And then, of course, we've got Trick or Treat Street from the downtown businesses on the 25th. I believe that's going to be 12 to 2.
Okay.
We always have somebody outside with some candy if you make it that far down the block.
If you make it all the way to the library, you...
Let's... Kat usually loves to dress up and sit outside, and it just brings her so much joy. So,
All right. So lots of stuff coming up. If we didn't memorize this all, we can either, I know, walk in the front door or we can find you online.
Absolutely. Facebook, or you can go to the city's website and find us on the library tab. You can go to fmlibrary.org. And that will take you directly to the library's landing page. And if you ever have questions, do not hesitate to stop in or give us a call. We love to talk about what we do.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us about it. That's a great update this morning. We appreciate it. Happy October.
Happy spooky season.
All right. Nicole Sorrentino from the Fort Morgan Library and Museum, our guest this morning. Morgan Matters is presented each weekday morning by FMS Bank.